Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
It's been described today as the great unblocker, a person who will rout the government structures of the dysfunction and get more houses built. But could a political row between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael bring down the curtain on the idea of a new strategic housing activation office before the stage has even been set? Well, Housing Minister and Fianna Fáil TD James Brown has already said his preferred candidate is Brendan McDonagh, who currently earns €430,000 in his role as the boss of NAMA. But unease is growing amongst Fine Gael TDs, including the Taoiseach Simon Harris, about the transparency around the appointment. Well, we did look for representatives from either Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael this morning. No one was available. We'll get some political reaction in just a moment. But first, Claire Scott, political correspondent with the Sunday Times, is on the line. This has caused a big wobble, Claire, hasn't it, for the government in an area where they're already extremely vulnerable. Will you tell us what's been going on in the background?
Yes, so this is a massive headache that has developed over the last week or so, Claire, since the name of the new housing czar, as it's being quipped, Brendan McDonagh, was announced, and particularly over the last number of days, when details of the €430,000 salary was announced for the chief of the new housing activation office was announced as well. And essentially last night we heard from the Taoiseach, from Simon Harris's advisor, essentially saying, that this the details of this should have been discussed between coalition leaders in advance of any name being made public.
So what we were expecting
yesterday, Cabinet.
Yeah, just when you say that is what Simon Harris's side is saying here, does that tell us then that this is a Fianna Fáil solo run?
That is definitely what it seems like it's transforming into. And I think what was expected yesterday was that we would have heard details of Brendan McDonagh's name being announced at Cabinet. Now, all other aspects of the Housing Activation Office were approved, but now we're seeing that details of the new CEO, the names and even the salary is being pushed out to a committee meeting that we're going to hear from on Thursday. But certainly this idea that Fine Gael are trying to slow the engines on all of this, well, many figures in Fianna Fáil are trying to push this forward.
So the opposition then describes this as a job share, and that's what's cutting through here, isn't it? The notion we don't need any more agencies, we don't need any more appointments. It's the action that housing is, the action on housing, that's what's required and needed right now.
Exactly. We heard Mary Lou McDonald describe this as the most expensive job share for the Minister for Housing. Essentially, that this idea that unblocking infrastructure, anything that is kind of holding up housing in the system currently, whether that be in planning or in Ishkeirin, that is a job that should be done by the Minister for Housing. We don't need a new office to kind of come in and deal with all this. And this was something that was raised by Mary Lou McDonald yesterday, and also by Rory Hearn in the Soc Dems. So again, the opposition very united on this idea that this is another layer of bureaucracy when it comes to housing that isn't really needed.
So given what you've heard, Claire, do you think there's a chance now that this appointment just might not happen?
I think it's certainly on the fence. I think it's difficult to know exactly what's going to come from this committee meeting on Thursday. I think we'll definitely get a better picture of what's going to go ahead. The only thing I will say is that there are no other names being mooted at the minute, bar Brendan McDonagh, and there's no details really, on when, that he will take up his office, when all of this is going to get go. So there's still a huge amount of questions around a lot of this. And I think that is why certain figures within the coalition are certainly hesitant to push forward with it at the moment. Mm-hmm.
OK, Claire, thank you very much for talking us through it. Eoin O'Brien is with us, Sinn Féin Housing Spokesperson, TD for Dublin Midwest. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, you've been saying that we need extreme action on the housing crisis for a very long time. Now, we have been told that this person, Brendan McDonagh, or someone just like him, could be kicking the doors in, making sure that departments are taking action, that agencies are talking to each other. Surely you would welcome, in principle, a role like this?
Well, unfortunately, it's even worse than Clare outlined. If you look at the minister's statement from yesterday, what's clear is they're all over the place on this. First of all, it's not at all clear what the Housing Activation Office is actually going to do other than some buzzwords and slogans. But also, there's no indication of how it's going to do it. There'll be no legislation and no actual power. The minister also yesterday in the press release announced two other structures. So in addition to an activation office, there's also going to be a housing activation delivery group and a housing activation industry group. So three new structures inside an already overly complex Department of Housing. Meanwhile, Jack Chambers has announced a new infrastructure delivery unit in his department, advised by an infrastructure task force. So it's just multiple layers of bureaucracy when, in fact, what we need to get housing delivery going on both the public and private sector side is actually less bureaucracy.
But what if it works?
Well, it will only work if it's designed properly and if it has powers. The Housing Commission made very specific recommendations which are not reflected in the government's proposals. And therefore, my concern is there are already too many groups of civil servants getting in the way of housing delivery. There's already too many chiefs, three chief executives, three line ministers. Now we're going to have three new structures in the Department of Housing and two in the Department of Infrastructure. And on top of that, the idea that somehow Fine Gael didn't know Brendan McDonagh's name was in the mix when Jack Horgan-Jones reported on this in the Irish Times 4 weeks ago is utter nonsense. And I think for a lot of people
out there... But you think they did? You think they did know?
Of course they did. It was reported in the papers 4 weeks ago and we've all been talking about it for that period of time. The Fianna Fáil side were briefing journalists on Friday to say this was in the bag and it was going to be agreed by Cabinet. I think what's actually happening in Fine Gael is even though they knew about this all along and did nothing to change it, they're now reading the public mood because ordinary people out there, particularly people suffering under a cost of living crisis and looking at the panoply of very well-paid ministers and secretary generals and other people in housing delivery will be scratching their heads at why would you employ somebody, no matter how good they are, on almost twice the salary of the Taoiseach, twice the salary of each minister and each secretary general, to a role that is underneath them with no statutory underpinnings, with no power and absolutely no clarity on what this office is meant to do. And what that tells me is this government simply is panicking. They have no idea what they're doing because their plan is failing. And this is just a desperate attempt to be seen to be doing something. My fear is it's actually going to make things much, much worse.
Look, as Micheál Martin said in the Dáil yesterday, there is no additional cost to the Exchequer on this. Because if it is Brendan McDonagh, he's already being paid this amount as head of NAMA, isn't he?
Well, my biggest concern here is the lack of confusion and the labyrinthine relationships between all these new structures. Five new structures created. We need less structures and more action on the ground. But also, the Minister for Housing is proposing a new job is created and a person is put into that and they will be paid €430,000 plus whatever their pension, etc. And again, if you go back to the Housing Commission's recommendation, one we strongly support and incorporate it into our own alternative housing plan, they wanted a housing delivery oversight executive with emergency powers underpinned by legislation made up of people who are actually involved in the business of delivering infrastructure and housing on a day-to-day basis. Brendan McDonagh has huge experience in NAMA, but NAMA is a bank. It's not a body that actually delivers housing. Brendan is by profession somebody who deals with finance and accountancy. So I would say if you go out and talk to people in the public and private sectors whose job it is to deliver homes and who are faced with all sorts of problems caused by government's policies and actions, they'll be scratching their head at these Byzantine structures, this appointment, and the fact that there's now a row between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, or a fake row over an appointment
about the fake
that
row,
makes no
look, if
sense.
But if you go back, Owen, to what was said by Fine Gael and by the Taoiseach after the cabinet meeting on Tuesday, journalists were told that Simon Harris's view was that appointments of this scale should be discussed between the leaders, the coalition leaders, in advance of any name being made public, which is slightly different from what you were saying earlier. So Fine Gael may have known about it, but they might not have wanted that name released in public when it happened?
Well, for me, what seems very interesting is that given that Brendan McDonagh's name has been in the public domain linked to this job for over a month, are we seriously expected to believe that Simon Harris didn't go and talk to Micheál Martin and say, what's going on with this? And if somebody from the Fianna Fáil side went out to brief the media last Friday, which they did, does that mean that just Simon Harris has been asleep at the wheel for the last number of weeks? I mean, look, this housing crisis is going from bad to worse. The social and affordable housing figures published last week showed the government missed their targets and fewer social homes were delivered last year than the year before. On Friday, we had the homeless figures again, record highs. This is a government that just does not know what it's doing on housing. Everything it's doing, it's making things worse. And I'm sorry to say, because I want this housing crisis to be solved. I want to be able to come on radio and say, yes, this is a good proposal. Three new bodies in the Department of Housing, two new bodies in the Department of Public Expenditure Reform, a row over an appointment of somebody on an exorbitant salary to do some of the jobs that, in fact, the minister has been paid to do and is failing
but
to do like his predecessors.
He'll be on that salary regardless of whether he's doing this job or not, Owen.
That is a separate issue for the National Treasury and Management Agency, who are his employer. My point is this, right? If I was the minister and if I was implementing the Housing Commission's report, I would do what it said on the tin, give it emergency powers, underpin that in legislation and put people on it whose day-to-day job is the delivery of housing and infrastructure. And here's the problem. For example, Brendan McDonagh, if he's appointed to this office, will be able to do nothing about delays in the planning system because that's caused by lack of investment in staff and the board and the councils. He'll be able to do nothing about lack of capacity in our utilities and infrastructure because that's a result of a lack of investment by government in those utilities. And he's not going to be able to do anything about the key problems for SME builder developers in the private sector on the cost of finance and access to land, etc., because they are in the gift of government.
But you need somebody. But you need somebody who can drive the agenda on all of those matters. And he's described in the Irish Times today as the great unblocker, you know, to bring in the local authorities, the developers, the utility companies, to remove those airlocks that you've identified.
But they can only be removed through legislation, through policy and through budgets. We have somebody in charge. His name is James Brown. He's the minister appointed. He's the replacement for the last minister who created the mess that we're in at the moment. So the idea that you then employ somebody on twice his salary underneath him and these two new committees, and he's going to fix problems that he doesn't have the power, the capacity or the resources to do, is farcical. And again, I just think it speaks to a government in free fall on housing. Their plan isn't working. They're desperate to make it look like they're doing something else. And by the way, if this doesn't work out for them, they can point the finger and say, it's not our fault. It's Brendan McDonagh, the Housing Delivery Office. I just think this has been designed badly, thought through poorly, and it has been set up to fail it. Who will be the losers? The people need affordable homes, the people who need social homes, the people in emergency accommodation, and the people being fleeced with rip-off rents. They will suffer as a consequence of more bad housing policy and decisions.
Owen, stay with us if you can. Tony Foley is with us too, Emeritus Associate Professor of Economics at DCU Business School. Good morning to you, Tony.
Good morning, Claire. Good morning, Owen.
The idea, I suppose, is to, as I was saying to Owen, to try and kick down the doors here and get this thing moving. In your view, is this strategic unit, the idea of it, the right one?
Potentially, it's good. I don't think it would make a significant difference. There are other problems that Owen has mentioned. But we don't have the details. And the particular thing I would agree with Owen is power. The press release by the minister says it'll engage, align, and in a very practical way, pull together stakeholders, local authorities, infrastructure providers, and so on. But how? What powers does it have? What mechanism does it have? I disagree with the point that in the sense that we have a minister, that we don't need anyone else. We have a minister, but there's a Secretary General in the Department of Housing. There are assistant secretaries. There are principal officers. There's a whole civil service supporting the minister. So we should be looking at this as a part of the civil service, as it were, as opposed to a political situation.
But sorry now, so given Tony, given that we have all of those people that you've listed there, why do we need somebody else?
Because in any situation, if the task gets bigger, it makes sense to consider additional resources. So say, for example, we wouldn't be surprised if they said we're putting an extra resource in to do research to see why do we have differences in the figures. If we were putting extra resources in to liaise with local authorities, if we were putting extra resources in to identify why some local authorities have poor performance in social housing and some are better, we wouldn't see that as a problem. And even Owen has said we need more planning staff. So we may need more planning staff. Maybe we need more strategic staff. Maybe we need people with the ear of the minister basically saying, look, the problem with that housing development is such and such. We'll never solve that. It's gone through the courts and whatever else. Let's move on to something else.
So the minister would still be the overall leader,
as it were.
But you are saying that we do need somebody who needs to get a hold of the issues facing housing by the scruff of the neck and deal
Absolutely.
With it head on.
And as Ona said, the Housing Commission recommended an overarching body, as it were, and so on. The slight problem with this one is that we don't know what powers it has and we don't know what mechanisms it can use to do away with bottlenecks and so on. And even if those bottlenecks are identified, maybe, as it said, it requires legislation and so on. What I would say overall is that we do have a housing crisis. What we're doing is not working. It is not surprising that we would say it needs additional resources, whether it's management resources, research resources, delivery resources, and so on. This has potential, but it's unclear what powers it would have. And separate entirely to the personality and the salary and so on, it's not clear what powers it would have. Mm-hmm. So suppose, for example, it comes along and says, there's a big potential development and such, 2,000 homes. Here are the bottlenecks. Well, so what? If it's delayed by planning, as Owen said, we can't do anything about it. If it's a lack of finance, well, then it's a financial instrument. Now, maybe, and this would be worrying, maybe it is the case that we don't really know what are the particular problems in terms of bottlenecks and so on. Maybe we don't integrate infrastructural investment with housing requirements. Maybe we have potential land available, but there's no water available and so on. And that acts as a constraint. Now, if we don't have that information, well, then obviously it would be desirable to have it and implement it.
Yeah, but Owen, just to bring Owen back in here, we do know what the problems are, don't we? They've been identified. We talk about them here on a weekly, if not a daily basis.
We do, and the government set up an expert housing commission who spent 2.5 years producing a very good report setting those out. The Oireachtas Housing Committee has had public and private sector developers and utility companies and other infrastructure providers in to set this out. We do need an emergency response. We do need the Housing Delivery Oversight Executive, as recommended by the Housing Commission, underpinned by powers, and that has to be made up of people, secondees from a variety of different agencies. So that's not the issue. The issue is that is not what is being proposed. And therefore, my primary concern is somebody who wants to see increased and accelerated delivery of social, affordable and private homes for people to buy is what being proposed. But I also do think the salary issue is important because right now there's significant tensions between the Department of Housing on the one side and the Department of Public Expenditure, Reform and Finance on the other side over what's the best way to deliver public housing. This has been well documented by journalists through FOIs. Those departments are rowing and as a consequence, they have slowed down the approval of anything up to 5,000 social and affordable homes by about 6 months. You put another senior power broker in the middle of all of that. My worry is it's going to lead to more conflict, more disagreement and more delay. And therefore, the issue isn't do we need something else? Of course we do, because what's on the table at the moment isn't working. Tony is right. But there are things that need to happen now which the minister and the government are responsible for. Public and private sector housing developers have been calling for them to be addressed for a long time. The commission has been calling for them to be addressed. I've been on this show many times discussing those and they are not being done. And they're the real emergency actions. We need to increase and accelate funding for targets for delivery of social affordable homes and cut the red tape. Mm-hmm. We need to put in place a variety of activation supports for small and medium-sized builder developers to get them building more good quality homes at more moderated prices. Okay. For first-time buyers and others. What we have is five new groups of civil servants that may have external people in two government departments. We need to get the department out of the micromanagement of delivery of homes. We need government to invest in housing and infrastructure and then let the people who are experts in building good quality homes in the public and private sector get on with the job.
Okay. Owen O'Brien from Sinn Féin and Tony Foley from DCU. And earlier we heard from Claire Scott from the Sunday Times. Thank you all. Coming up next, we're going to have the latest on the investigation into the disappearance of farmer Michael Gain, which has been upgraded in the last number of hours to homicide.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.